Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Sandra, what are some of the signs that parents and teachers can look out for to detect bullying?
The signs are a sort of social and emotional unease, I guess you would say. You might find that the child is comes home from school with possessions missing. The child might be unwilling to go to school. The child might be manifesting signs of not being involved in social activities anymore, might be keeping very much to him or herself, might be acting out in ways that are unusual, like sadness or anger. There might be sleep changes. There might be eating changes. There are a variety of changes, but for parents, it's watching out for differences in patterns that show that a child is uneasy or unhappy.
Right, and well, what does your organisation do to combat the more extreme cases of bullying happening around Australia?
Our organisation works very much, well, the Ilana and Madeline Foundation, of which the National Centre Against Bullying is a part, works with schools to, in a holistic way, to prevent and manage incidences of bullying and to change cultures or to improve school cultures so that there's a focus, an overall focus on well-being, the well-being of students and staff and the whole sort of parent community as well.
And well, what kind of long-term effects can bullying in schools have on children and even adolescents once they leave school?
Well, it's very stressful to be bullied, as doubtless everybody knows. And targets of bullying, we don't actually use the word victims, but targets of bullying struggle with anxiety, depression. They have often lowered feelings of self-worth. They can be involved in self-medication like alcohol and drug use. This can be during the bullying and into adulthood. Now, and we also know now increasingly that bullying can leave a mark on the developing brain, and brain science is just starting to show how devastating those effects can be.
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Sandra Craig, manager of the National Centre Against Bullying, about their work to combat bullying around Australia and, well, what we can do about it. So, Sandra, talking to parents about bullying can be pretty hard, but sometimes talking to the parents of bullies can be even harder. What do you think is the best approach to talk about the issue of bullying to all parties?
Well, it varies. If you're talking to a child who is being bullied, it's really important to hear their story from start to finish, to hold your own emotions in check. Lots of parents and adults have had bullying experiences of their own, and when their child experiences it too, that can bring up a whole series of very unpleasant memories. But it's very, very wise to keep those memories and those feelings in check, because if you're anxious and upset, that enhances the child's upsetness as well. Listen to it, possibly take notes. Definitely ask what the child wants to be done. Oftentimes they'll just want the bullying to stop. And in order to do that, it's best if the parent can work cooperatively with the school to develop a response and to ensure that that child doesn't experience that stuff anymore. So it's important that the bullying stops. It's important that the environment is safe. And it's important that if the child's well-being is affected, like their psychological well-being, that that they seek professional help for the child.
And well, how can we teach children to be more mindful of social and cultural differences to help combat bullying?
It's sort of the $64 million question, actually. It's to do with parenting. It's to do with the sorts of attitudes that families have towards people of other cultures, races, creeds. But also in schools, it's important that there's a culture of acceptance, of inclusion, and that has to do with the values that the school endorses and demonstrate through its policies. And it's also very, very important for teachers to live those values as well. So, you know, when a kid sees a teacher behaving in a less than respectful way towards somebody of another culture or whatever, then the children will understand that that's the way that they can behave as well.
Well, what should people do if they do witness bullying?
But they won't always know that it's bullying. It might appear to be conflict, but in any case, they should step in immediately and then find out the backstory later. If it's conflict, that's something that happens between equals, and it's not really harmful in the long term. It might be unpleasant in the short term, but it doesn't create the sorts of harms that the bullying persecution does. So they should step in, they should stop it, they should find out what happens, and they should go from there.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Sandra.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you very much.